Miss Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Al Schultz. This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam.
The evolution of online sports entertainment steps back into the squared circle to present to you Wrestle Talk Radio.
Let the main event begin!
Join us as we cover everything from old school to new school in the WWE, TNA, and indie scene.
It's still real to me, damn it!
With your host, Tim Stein.
What you need to learn is that this is my house.
Spud.
Look into my eyes when I tell you that, thank God, I'm an ass!
Will.
Hey, yo.
Mace.
As everyone knows, that I am the most powerful force, both the ring, nevermore.
And the Omega.
I'm the whole fucking show.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Join the club, we've got jackets.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I hope everyone enjoyed listening to that theme to start the show because it's the last time you will ever hear it. But we will get to that in a bit. Starting off, this is, of course, the be-all, end-all of the WTR Network, the Omega. And, Tim and Will don't seem to be around right now, so for now, it's going to be me along with Mace.
This is pretty much OTL.
Yes, it is, because we also have Spud Guy. I think we do.
What's up, bitches?
Unmute.
There he is.
It wasn't muted. Yeah, I had to move my microphone down on my head so y'all could hear me.
So we've got three to start with, and I'm sure the others will try it in as they feel like it. So, gentlemen, a little bit to talk about here. Monday Night Raw had a lot going down, and apparently we now have a new WWE GM.
Yeah, Bret Hart. I'm excited.
Not really.
Gee, big surprise, Spug.
I don't know how you're supposed to get excited about something when people, you know, saw it coming from a mile away.
Not necessarily sure everyone saw it coming. Brett's been saying for weeks now that he was just about done with the WWF. Or WWE.
Yeah, okay. Vince is going to scratch you a check, and he gave you a title because he felt bad for something that happened a long time ago.
Yeah, but at the same time, he is... He is on in the ears. I don't think he wants to travel around as much as he'll need to for this. Apparently he is, because he is getting paid now.
Then why take the goddamn job? To be quite
honest. Yeah, that's what I said. He took the job, so of course. I am wrong in that.
Well, he's on what, like wife or girlfriend number 8 now?
I lose track of that.
Dude, he goes through more girlfriends and wives than Lita goes through panties and contraceptives.
I wouldn't say that.
It's got to be pretty fucking close.
I don't know. Lita owns stock in Trojan.
I don't know about that.
No, but now think of how Bret Hart has been used in the last few weeks or last few months with WWE. Is it a good use of him to actually, to keep him on TV, to keep the personality around, or, you know, should they even be bothering at this point?
I don't know. Go, Mace.
I'm
pretty much along your lines, Bug. I'm pretty much eh about the whole Bret Hart thing.
Yeah, it's funny because people, you know, oh my God, Bret Hart, oh my God, Bret Hart, oh my God, Bret Hart, oh my God, Bret Hart. And it's like, dude, people really care anymore? You know?
I don't know. Especially right now, it is kind of nice to have some veteran in the WWE, especially when I don't recognize. I mean, we've done away with so many of them in the last few years. How about this? Let's look at it from another angle. What about the return of the official GM role on WWE Raw?
I think you could have found somebody better than Bret Hart to do it.
But at least as a role itself, back on TV, does it work for Raw, or has the guest host with all the power been a little bit more interesting?
The guest host has been interesting. I'll give you that, but I think, and Rock in our chat room when I said I think you could have found somebody better, you know, he asks who. Ted DiBiase Sr.
See, I think
IRS would be a better choice.
I think Ted DiBiase Sr.
See, that might actually have been a better, at least more interesting, I mean, because you could buy and sell matches whenever you wanted then.
Exactly.
I don't know. It's nice seeing Ted on TV when he is, but I'm not sure if that would work in the long run. I think it might have worked better than Bret. I mean, we've only had one night with Bret, so it's kind of hard to say so far, but there are more interesting choices. I will give it that.
One night with a Canadian is too much.
See, I'm wearing off on Mace. Even Mace hates Canadians now. Soon we will be an anti-Canadian network.
Oh, jeez.
Blame Canada. With all their hockey hullabaloo and that bitch Anne Marie too. Blame Canada. Shit on Canada. They're not even a real country anyway.
Now, just in case anyone is wondering, oh, Tim's not there, so Spug thinks he can get away with this. He'd fucking do it when Tim was here.
Mm-hmm.
Just so no one gets confused.
But I would do it when Tim was here. For Tim.
What was that, Mace?
That would have made a perfect intro for Tim if he was actually here.
No, if the show is late for him, that's what needs to be played. Anytime Tim screws up. Which
shit,
we'd
be playing it all day and all night.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think we can play it that often.
No, I don't know. I like the guest host thing. I do like the permanent GM idea better. But I think if you're going to do it, it should be someone with authorita. You know? Authorita. And Rock said it in our chat room. You should use the guest hosts as an extension of your authorita.
That is one thing that I didn't like about the guest host position is that their mind, even if they are playing character, their mindset is different week to week to week to week because you're introducing someone new every week. So while Raw does need some kind of authority figure, it needs some kind of
Authorita
figure. As long as you need someone in that position, at least make it someone consistent.
With authorita?
Authorita. This is like when Vince McMahon is in charge, okay, you generally knew what Vinnie Mac was going to do when you heard his music come out. When he came out to the ring, okay, you knew he's going to shit on the fans, he's going to be an asshole about it, and he's going to put the face into some impossible-to-win match.
Not all the time was he shit on the fans.
Not all the time. He has face runs, too, when it suited him. But generally, you knew his mindset, and you knew how the character was going to react. It could be if, The authority figure isn't just somebody that WWE throws out there to go, okay, you're in this match and you're in this match. You know, they serve that purpose, but they're a character too, and they should be a very influential character. Now, if the character is switching every week, that's a little hard to do.
I don't know. Go ahead, Mace. I talk too much as it is.
He admits it.
Yeah, it's on record, too. I don't know, with the guest host, now that they've got Brett as a GM, there pretty much is no reason to keep him around. They serve no purpose. Like, it sure as hell isn't giving any movies that are plugged any real credibility. Hell, just take a look at what happened to McGruber.
Dude,
having
really
the celebrities on there butchering the product are going to do nothing for the product in the end.
You really think you're going to get over with a damned MacGyver ripoff?
The only reason we even got that on Raw was because NBC had the new movie and we want to promote it. So, you know, oh well, your show goes to shit, you give TNA a chance to catch up in ratings, and you blow up R-Truth. For a movie that pretty much bombed.
Yep. Well,
it was
this
a
week
shit
was supposed
movie,
to have Ashton Kutcher.
By the way, a little geeky side note, speaking of movies, I saw Iron Man 2 Friday night.
Nice.
Yay.
I think I literally had an erection in the middle of the theater when that movie came on.
You had your own Iron Man.
A 6-foot erection with a giant cheeseburger on the end of it.
Thank you, Dennis.
It was a good movie. But anyway, you think of all the WWE guys who were in that movie, however, and that's why MacGruber was fucking a guest host.
Yeah.
Because a great Carly in any movie is a great idea.
Hey, he was really good in the remake of The Longest Yard. I don't want to hear it.
I'll give you that.
Him and Big Bob Sapp.
See, they had Jericho in that movie too, and I thought it's like an absolute waste. Why is he not the main villain in this thing? You know, why isn't he playing like the ultra serious Bond villain that MacGruber has to outwit somehow?
Jericho should
Rock
be
makes
doing
a really good point
someone
in the chat, by the way.
WWE.
Yeah, he does.
Butcher on the show with one tweet, 5 million people know about the product. Yeah, and with one word out of his mouth, those 5 million people are going to turn away from the product. Or they're going to lose all the wrestling fans anyway. That guy is not funny at all.
He doesn't have to be funny.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, like his Twitter followers are 4.9 million right now. Very close to 5 million. That's more people that watch Raw these days.
Yes, but you know, even through all this, he could turn around and say, "Hey, everybody, watch Raw," and people are going to go, "It's wrestling, it's fake, it's fuck that." It's
yeah, but even if only 10% of his followers actually tune in on Raw just to see him, that's 500,000 people they wouldn't have before.
If he says, "I'm going to be on Watch Raw," you know, I guarantee you, at least 10% of his followers are going to watch.
Oh yeah. More of his people will tune in than will watch TNA this Thursday.
Well, that's a given. It sort of happens every week, Omega.
I just mean in his followers alone.
Yeah. But with this whole thing, we'll keep an eye on the ratings. See if it does do it like a 12,000 point something, as it should be expected, given, you know, extra 5 million people can watch.
I don't know if all 5 million are going to watch, but I guarantee you some of them watch.
Oh, yeah. These are internet devotees. I mean, they will flock to anything with the Kutcher name on it.
It's quite true, too.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
We'll see. I do expect a little bit of boost in the rain. Not much, but you'll notice it. Not that I think he'll do jack shit as a guest host, but...
You know, last week was a 3-1 rating, right? Mm-hmm. And Kutcher is a wrestling fan. I mean, he is a wrestling fan. So if I'd be hard pressed to say that this show will be an absolute bomb. I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Well, I don't think he's going to mispronounce any names or call it the WWF
or call it Summerfest.
Summerfest.
You know what we need to do, and what we should do is we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of the guest host thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we really need to do is go through the guest host for the past year and find the worst moments. You know, like Piven's Summerfest or things like that.
So we're gonna have half a show devoted to Piven.
This is true. Never mind.
Piven. Oh, that was so terrible.
June 29th. Yeah, we really are getting close to the 1 year.
Yeah, I'm just thinking off the top of my head with this whole Ashton Kutcher thing. He's a quote-unquote comedian who's done TV shows.
Supposedly.
Movie coming up that he's plugging. He's a wrestling fan, and he's going to be involved in a wrestling product.
You know what?
Oh my god, it's David Arquette version 2.0!
No, I think
trivia,
I just...
Rock says trivia. Who was the first guest host? Was it Shaq? I believe it was Shaq.
No, it was a wrestler to start off, wasn't it?
It wasn't Shaq. God. I thought it was a wrestler who did it first.
Was it DiBiase? I think it was Ted DiBiase.
Or Trish?
Yeah, DiBiase was the second one.
Trish?
No, I think it was Trish.
Wasn't Slaughter?
Oh, Jesus. This is... Explain the hell out of me, because I should know this.
Oh, God, it was Batista.
Batista was a guest host on Raw?
The very first.
Huh.
Really?
The proof is in the wiki page.
Because that's so trustworthy. Huh. That's strange.
Oh, he was hurt. Okay.
Oh, right. That was his comeback. Okay, I remember that now.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
You know, I already know. I have a feeling I know exactly what's going to happen.
Huh.
If I recall correctly, John Cena was a victim on his show Punk'd. So it was Triple H, for that matter. I can imagine someone coming out to take revenge on this.
Actually, I could see it sort of playing like this. Like, I know Big Show's not on Raw anymore, is he?
No,
SmackDown.
I could still see him appearing on Raw just for one night. And Ashton punks him and then gets knocked out. That or he's getting an RKO. One or the other.
I don't know.
Mind you, I'm looking at these guest hosts for the next few weeks, and boy, they don't seem any good. Kutcher tomorrow night, then what looks like the cast from the A-Team, and then Mark Feuerstein.
Wait, Pat Sajak?
That could be funny. I can see that being another Bob Barker.
No. That's the Raw roulette.
Ah.
Give him his big wheel.
Yes.
And Khloe Kardashian? Really?
Yeah, the one just before the 1 year anniversary is a Kardashian.
Awesome. The modern day Wayans. Oh well.
And she looks like that she's gone face first into a brick wall.
God, how about we talk about something a little bit more uplifting? Like Batista's unemployment.
He'll be in TNA in 6 weeks.
Now he didn't get fired or anything. He just wanted to go. He wanted to go off and be a movie star because WWE didn't want him in any of their movies.
No. I guarantee you, he gets back into the business and goes to TNA in 6 weeks.
Well, he's not leaving WWE on any bad terms or anything. He actually stayed he actually stayed longer than they, you know, expected him to give him proper send off and properly annihilate him. He's got a pretty good, you know, big open door to come back to WWE anytime he wants. Yeah, and he's going to make a hell of a lot more money there instead of doing TNA.
At least he's not around to, like, destroy anybody else. And give us, like, boring 16-hour promos with a spotlight focused only on him.
I'm trying to be angry, damn it!
Can't you see the veins?
Sure we can. They replaced your neck.
I never got the spotlight thing. I mean, that could work on some heels. Okay, like Dolph Ziggler coming out to, like, I Am Perfection. You know, if he has just a spotlight on because nobody should see anything but him, fine. That kind of gimmick would work. Not on Batista.
I just find it stupid for somebody who has, like, injured his spine and his tailbone and all that shit. He was walking pretty, like, half-heartedly to the ring and then got put into a wheelchair.
Yeah. It's like, okay, why is it a wheelchair in the ring? I mean, it could be any chair at that point. You know, if he could just hobble down to ringside, then obviously he didn't need the chair.
Exactly. They could have had him a friggin', lazy boy. Give him a couch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pokemon
are you happy that
he's gone? Yeah, he didn't work for WWE anymore. Just give him like a little girl's pink chair. Little Barbie sticker on the back.
I can see that happening and just see the thing buckling about halfway through his promo.
No, halfway in between saying I quit, just the whole thing just collapses and drops him on his ass again.
Which would be hilarious as all hell, by the way.
Oh yeah, of course it would. Now, but we are now denied that option. See, that was one thing. Like, were you happy with how they did away with Batista, just having him come out, throw a fit, and then quit?
What, turn him into a crying little bitch? I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, well, it does sit in well with wrestling tradition. He lost the match, now he decides to quit. Other than that, yes, he's a crying little bitch, and see you later, Batista, don't give a flying fuck about you.
Yeah, but considering the way they took him out on the last pay-per-view, I mean, would it have made more sense if he just never showed up again? I mean, they threw him through the stage. I mean, the last thing you saw was him taking a Wile E. Coyote pratfall.
You want something different?
No, but things like finishes like that are supposed to add some kind of finality to it. You know, it's supposed to be, okay, there isn't anything more, boom, gone, done, never to be seen again. You know, and then he comes hopping out on Monday night and it's like, well, that sure did a lot.
Yeah. See, I would have preferred that after they dragged his ass out of the hole, that he cracks his shits and goes, that's it, I quit. Just leave it at that. Do it on the pay-per-view. Give us something decent to go off. But, yeah, the having him come out on Raw next night sort of just made it feel crappy.
You know what would have been more epic coming from Batista, being as he threw his whole temper tantrum, you know, after the No Way Out pay-per-view and before Mania, is if he'd have gone on a Chris Jericho, like, epic temper tantrum in the middle of the ring.
I miss those Chris Jericho temper tantrums.
I mean, the most epic of temper tantrums. I'd have been all for it.
What, Christian cracking the shits while he was being mentored by DDP?
That too.
Yeah, see, I remember Christian's little whiny spats hopping up and down beating the ring to death.
Christian's weren't anywhere nearly as epic as Jericho's.
I'll agree with that. Because that was during the Cruiserweight title feud with Dean Malenko in 98?
Yeah, Christian's and Edge's temper tantrums were good. It's like Batman. It's like the Batman and Robin. His entrance was good. Your entrance was good. His was better. You lack showmanship.
The fact that you're quoting Batman Forever scares me.
Jim Carrey made an awesome Riddler.
God, I can't believe we just referenced that damn movie.
Could have been
Bat
worse.
Nipples!
Could have been Batman and Robin.
Bat nipples!
Zoom in on rubber ass.
Come on. We could give John Cena a bat suit.
No. You will not ruin Batman.
We just need to give him a cape. He's already Superman.
Yeah. I was going to say, obviously he's made for blue and red tights.
Speaking of Superman, I told you guys I was putting the Superman sign on my truck.
Uh-huh.
And we had the discussion of naming my truck. I've named my truck.
What have you named your truck?
What is the name?
My truck's name is Betty. Because I've had nothing but problems all ever in my entire life. I've had nothing but problems from women named Betty. And my truck is already giving me a shit ton of problems.
Has Betty White already been that awful to you?
I've owned
and
Betty.
And why isn't she a guest host on Raw?
They Betty want White her. They awesome. Want her. They want her to guest host.
She would be epic.
Let's start a Facebook page. That's how they got her to host Saturday Night Live.
I read it somewhere earlier this week. WWE is trying to get Betty White to host.
Betty White would be awesome. Could you see Betty White and Mae Young going at it?
Yes!
I mean, come on!
Actually, I could see them in a backstage skit fighting over Mean Gene Okerlund.
That would be hilarious.
showdown at Geezer's Palace. That would be that would be good. That would be good.
But no, my truck fucking blew a lower radiator hose.
Isn't it brand new?
Truck's not brand new. No, it's a 99.
Oh, okay.
Ah, so you bought somebody else's problems.
Well, I bought a beater, man. That's why I bought it. It's a work truck. I bought it to beat the shit out of it.
Oh, well, it's beating you to it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So it's not so much a Superman truck anymore.
No. No, no. It's more... The truck is kryptonite.
Your kryptonite.
I guess. Fucking truck. Anyway.
Well, obviously it can't be that much trouble because the wife didn't kill you.
No.
After OTL.
Yeah. Do you still have full use of your limbs?
No, I do, but oh boy. Oh boy. That was no good. I just got to sleep in my bed again last night.
Oh.
3 days. The doghouse, your second home.
I didn't even get to sleep on the couch. I had to sleep in the spare bedroom.
Oh, man.
I didn't even get the couch.
That's cruel.
That was bad. It was bad. But all right. And speaking of beat-up shit, we come back from this break. We're going to talk about another beat-up thing, Sting. You're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Be right back after this.
Hey guys, Maverick here.
Professional, realist, genius.
You know, I've been hearing what those pricks on WTR have said about me, and you know what? I think it's out of jealousy that I've ran a clean show for as long as I have.
I'm basically giving them free publicity off of the internet, and all I get is...
Fuck math. Oh well, the hell with it. If you want an opinion that's realistic without so many four-letter words, then tune in to Running the Ropes. Every Friday, right here, exclusively on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You see that? That's called professionalism, bitches.
Hey, all, Mace here. Straight shooter, opinionated, unprofessional. For months, we've had Maverick running around, saying how he's on college radio, how he's professional, he's giving us free plugs. But you know what? Fuck that. If you want to listen to a show that's handcuffed and censored, go listen to his show. If you want to listen to real people with real opinions using real language, then you come listen to us. WrestleTalk Radio is the place where we might cuss out a storm, but we are always entertaining. So join Spug, Will, Omega, Tim Stein, and myself as we give opinions uncensored every Sunday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Now you hear that, Mav? Oh, that's real. That's fucking real.
Come on, feel the noise. have a certain passion. Maybe you're a geek, a wrestling fan, a sex enthusiast, or you just need something to do for the evening. Then come check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, providing you with the latest in online entertainment. Whether it's getting in the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio, or getting a little R-rated with CB Radio or Anything Goes, or whether you just want to play a game of Dungeons & Dragons with the geeks over to Talk We Talk Live, all you gotta do is head on over to www.wildtalkradio.com and check out all of our daily programming. Wild Talk Radio Network. Come and get wild with us.
This is Lacey Von Erich. You're listening to The Network, Ken Steinbilt, Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night. Oh, Mace. When did you cut that?
Last week.
Oh, boy. Well done, sir. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Proudly unprofessional. That's the way we like it.
There you go.
You should have thrown that in there somewhere.
I did, but Rock didn't use it. I recorded that commercial about 5 times with various different word usage.
I like that. Unprofessional and proud of it. But he should have used that. That'd have been awesome.
Well, there is a secondary clean version that we use for a sort of a censored show that we actually like, known as OWW Radio. So it could be on that version.
Yeah, keep in mind, we throw whatever we want into the promo, but we're still at the mercy of the editor at the end of the day.
Fair enough.
Okay. So keep on this
thought, somebody had to defend our side of the network.
I think we should just tell him to go fuck himself and be done with it.
We already do that every week.
That's been done. And speaking of things that have been done, Sting is in the news again. Apparently the reason he's been wearing a shirt to the ring these times is, well, guess what? He is injured again. And in typical TNA fashion, he is booked in a world championship match.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, now the thought is that he's supposed to hopefully be healed up before the main event of the pay-per-view. Is this possible, or is TNA making yet another massive mistake?
We talked about this Tuesday on OWW Radio with Alan Wojcik, which can be heard Tuesdays at 9 p.m., Rock? 9 p.m.? Live right here on the World Talk Radio Network? Yes? Yes, 9 p.m., Tuesdays, Alan Wojcik, and a host of other people who may show up and may not, I don't know, including myself. But we were talking about this, Alan and I, and I said it, you know, the King of the Mountain match has been a staple in that pay-per-view for, what, 5-6 years now since they started it? And to remove that, to put in, was it Sting and Jarrett as the main event? Or is it Sting and AJ? Or Sting and RVD?
Sting and RVD.
Sting and RVD for the title. You're taking away your staple match. You're taking away your staple match on that pay-per-view, and I think that is absolutely ridiculous. That would be like the WWE holding the Royal Rumble and not having a Royal Rumble match now.
Damn you, Spuggin, you're stealing my thoughts.
that would be like, you know, the WWE having the Royal Rumble and saying, you know what, we're just going to forego the Royal Rumble this year, and we're just going to have two guys wrestle for the right to be the number one contender at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and Rock brings up a good point in our little production chat here. Is that it, you know, if they did do the King of the Mountain match, wouldn't it protect Sting a lot better?
Absolutely. And besides, with Sting as injured as he is, or possibly is, you can't possibly put on that good of a match with RVD. It's just not possible.
Yeah.
You think of,
I mean, Sting these days in his wrestling style, slow enough as it is, let alone now with a shoulder injury. I mean, RVD is not someone you can wrestle a slow style with, especially in a main event. I mean, you got to put someone in there that can keep up with him.
Exactly. And you're not going to be able to do that with Sting being hurt. You're only furthering, you know, only further deterring people from watching your product.
Let's be honest here. You know, as has been said, Sting's slow as, you know, a dog with three dead legs. Hell, even if he was healthy, Sting wouldn't have put on a really good match with RVD. An injured Sting's going to put on an absolute fucking stinker. Whereas if they did have King of the Mountain, at least they could pin him every, you know, 5-6 minutes and keep him out of the match so he can rest up.
They could just knock him out during the match, and you know, he could just, you know, take a nap on the floor for, you know, a good 20 minutes.
I think a healthier Sting does better in a match versus RVD than, you know, with Sting now, obviously. But you look at it, the injured Sting, I don't even think stands up well in a King of the Mountain match, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, but the King of a Mountain match is like on the same level as sort of a tag match or a multi-man match. There's ways that you can keep him out of the match, but still have him look active.
Yeah, this is true. And now, not
you can
to
hide
mention
the fact that he's injured.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why a lot of times if people can't go, it's like why, you know, the last days of Ric Flair and WWE and all of Vince McMahon's matches for the last 3 or 4 years are always street fights, no rules, because that's actually easier to protect somebody in that kind of match where you don't have to put on wrestling holds, you don't have to throw anyone around, you know, you just beat them with props for a good 10 minutes, you know, and you know the people are still entertained, and you know, you don't have to really do anything that harmful.
I don't know. If TNA were smart, they would let Sting rest and heal up completely, and then put him in a program, because AJ makes a better contender for the number one title than Sting, quite frankly.
Well,
very true.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind he's already had several matches with this. I actually do kind of like this idea of a ranking system within TNA. If only because
ridiculous.
Well, if only because it keeps people who have had shots at the belt from immediately getting shots again. Like in WWE, how long do like program with Edge and Cena last, just because every time one or the other could worm their way into the number one contendership again?
Because you didn't have anybody else credible. Unfortunately,
see,
here's the issue with WWE. With WWE, there aren't that many credible stars to go after the world title. Okay? Just my opinion. In TNA, they have a plethora of credible stars, but everybody else's ego is getting in the way of actually building great programs and having a product worth a shit.
Yeah. It's unfortunately
sucks when I make sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. damn it, stop doing that. Yeah, you're right, though. I mean, TNA's ranking system, all that really did was put into perspective how many credible guys they have to go after a world title. And it just kind of reminded you, okay, at least half of that list is never going to get a world title shot.
Desmond Wolf?
Yeah.
You got Desmond Wolf?
But Desmond Wolf actually did get one.
Yeah.
He did get one,
thing with that, the thing with that, Spug, was that was when they actually said, yes, we will listen to the fans. Now, the first time they did it, everybody voted for Desmond Wolf. He got the shot, got squashed in less than 2 minutes. Then they've gone and said, okay, we'll let you vote again. And then last time I looked, it was Rob Terry after that who was leading in the votes. And, of course, that's when they announced that they have a committee that decides who's going to be placed where at the end, and the fans' votes will be taken into consideration. In other words, the booking staff turned around and said, oh shit, the fans aren't voting for who we want them to vote for. Quick, let's fuck it around and put it the way we want it, and we'll just say to the fans that the fans' vote counts.
Then get rid of the voting system. Fans aren't that stupid.
No, but that's the thing. Fans are that stupid.
Not all fans
are that
stupid.
Being in the business, dude. You and I know this, that the casual fan, which is the one that they're always playing after. You got to remember, especially booking-wise, you don't go after the hardcore fan, you go after the casual fan.
Exactly.
And that's what they're doing. They're making the casual fan feel involved while telling the hardcore guys, look, we'll listen to you when you vote for somebody we want.
The point is that the casual fan is the one who's voting. The hardcore fan's not voting. I'll tell you that right now. Because the hardcore fan, if they vote, is voting for who they want to see, and you're never going to change their mind. Hence why Rob Terry got voted to take a shot at the world title. The casual fan is the one who's voting the most. And if you really, really want to get the casual fan involved, then fucking put the guy that they vote for in the matches.
Yes, but they're not. That's the thing.
Exactly, and you're going to turn your casual fan away.
As long as they keep the top guys, a.k.a. people like Jeff Hardy, Mr. Anderson, AJ Styles in the top five, the casual fan's going to be happy. No matter what happens, you find that the hardcore fans are the ones that are voting on the internet the most. That's why Desmond Wolf got the shot when he did.
Well, yeah, that's not happening anymore. I just took a look at the voting, and we've got Jeff Hardy in the lead at 27%, so you know the casual fan is the one paying attention. And at 13% in second place, we have Desmond Wolf, so the hardcores are still trying, but not as hard as they used to.
Exactly, because the hardcores know it's a piece of shit. The casual fan still feels involved.
Well, they alienated the hardcore fans completely by completely squashing Desmond Wolf as fast as they did. I mean, those two have the ability to put on a match of the year in a heartbeat. I mean, we saw Desmond Wolf do it twice in his first two pay-per-views on TNA, and then you put him in with someone the caliber of Rob Van Dam, and you have the potential for an amazing match, an absolutely phenomenal match. And you absolutely blow it. I mean, that's what the hardcores were really looking forward to, and they wasted it. So, yeah, why bother?
That's exactly my point. Why bother having the top 10 rankings to begin with? You know, it doesn't make any sense if they turn around and say, okay, the fans are going to be involved, we're going to listen to the fans, and in the end they go, oh shit, you're not going for who we want, well, we're going to change it around to how we want it. You know, there's no actual listening going on here. See, if they did it in Ring of Honor, we would have had probably a three-quarter of an hour friggin' five-star match between McGuinness and RVD. But of course, because, you know, it's TNA, and they seem to be very, fuck the fans, as like the WWE is as well.
Yeah, well, basically it's turned the entire system into just a cheap way of gauging whether or not the fans are believing anything that they're being fed. You know, if Rob Terry gets so much, then we know his push is working.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You know, Rob Terry push was working, and to be honest, I actually like what he's doing now if they just get him away from Orlando Spooge Jordan. Yeah, that still fucking scares me. That's nightmare material right there, I tell you what.
Yeah, it is. I have not eaten mayonnaise since.
Yeah. But you take a look at the top 10 as it stands now. You got Sting, then AJ, Jeff Hardy, Mr. Anderson, Abyss, The Pope, Desmond Wolf, Rob Terry, Samoa Joe. Those bottom three should really be in the top five. Because people want to see Joe kick ass with the way he's going since his return. You know, Rob Terry, he's a guy who could take just about anybody on the roster apart. And Desmond Wolf, well, we all love Nigel McGuinness.
Yeah, well, Rob Terry's like babyface Goldberg right now.
Pretty much.
Yeah, they're trying to book him as a destroyer. And it, you know what? It actually works, but you can't... You can't make the destroyer lose, especially not a championship.
True.
So,
which is why I reckon they should put Terry and Joe together, just have them destroy everybody in the tag division.
There's the nation of violence they needed before.
Yeah, true. And then just to have somebody talking for them, give them Mr. Anderson.
No, he's doing
they
fine
call
on
it
his
the
own.
The Asshole Brigade!
Yeah. Did you notice? Okay, we have it in the intro for WTR, the original asshole line that was censored, and now Spike TV is allowing them to use the word assholes, because he addressed his assholes the last time on TNA Impact. So now that assholes are marketable, now we can leave it uncensored.
Yeah, I noticed that. Gotta sell those t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to play nice and trying to keep the FCC off our back, but fuck it, we can make money.
Yeah, screw that. The money we make from t-shirts to pay off the FCC.
There you go.
So, yes, that's... I'm so glad that we know how to spin things off on a major tangent, because we were originally starting with Sting, and now we're talking top 10 and people destroying others.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of people coming in to destroy things, ladies and gentlemen, it is time. Can we have the music, please?
Good day, eh? And welcome to the Great White North, eh? So, like, how's it going, eh? You guys, you hosers, you talking wrestling, eh?
Why, Tim, sounds like you just got back from a fresh dinner of moose meat.
Oh, no, eh? Because that's like, no, it's not in season, eh? But we did have some chocolate mousse, eh? And that was, like, cool. But I talked to Geddy Lee the other day, and he's going to come and sing a song for us, eh? And I said, like, you know, we'll pay you $10. And he said, well, $10 is $10, eh? So that was really cool. And then he said, yeah, take off. Yeah, I thought, boy, what a hoser, eh?
God. I know several Canadians, and not a one talks like that.
You've obviously never heard of Bob and Doug.
Probably not.
No, Alan, won't you, Ricardo? It's not the ghost of Stu Hart. It's the ghost of Bob and Doug McKenzie. Couple of hosers, eh? So, yeah, sorry I'm white, guys. Did you miss me? Apparently not.
Never.
We always... No, we missed you, Tim, with every shot we took.
You know what? You are a backhanded suck-up, sir. Give a compliment.
How do you think I got here?
Give a compliment and an insult at the same goddamn time. I'll tell you, you're taking lessons from somebody. You must have been taking lessons from somebody. I don't know who the hell you've been taking lessons from, but I'll tell you, that's very interesting. I'll tell you, you son of a bitch, come on over, I'll stretch you.
You Sal Banditti, wanna wrestle?
What the fuck was that? Anyway. So, what are we, what did I miss? What have we been talking about?
Let's see. You missed talking about Bret Hart.
Yeah, Bret Hart. Yeah, he was named general manager of Raw on Monday, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Nobody saw that coming, did they? Oh, wait a minute. If I remember correctly, I did posit the idea. Hey, guys, what do you think of Bret Hart becoming general manager? Oh, no, they won't do it. Won't happen. One sentence.
Tim was right.
That's exactly correct. Yep. Hey, fuck ass. I called it too, you dipshit. So shut your fucking Canadian pie hole. I said it first, you penguin lover. Oh, by the way, Spud, who are you cheering for in the Stanley Cup? The Flyers? Dumbass.
You know why? Because they're closer to Pittsburgh than Chicago.
Okay, you shouldn't eat and talk at the same time.
I don't give a fuck. What are you going to do, come over here and beat me?
No, you'd like that too much. No, I'm just worried about your health because, you know, like all of that hot air that you suck in to blow out, you're going to get the food in your lungs and choke to death.
I'll live.
I'm just saying. So, I know where it's a wrestling show and I'm sidetracking with the hockey thing, but it was a damned interesting hockey game last night. 6-5 final. Goaltender's nightmare. Leighton getting pulled, you can expect a lot more magic and mayhem tomorrow night. That's just a little bit of NHL talk expressly for Alan Wojahusitz, who's tuned in tonight. And of course, the new host of OWW Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And I'd like to apologize to Rock for using two words in the same sentence that should never be used in the same sentence. I'm just saying. Okay, it took everybody except Omega a little bit too long to figure out what we were talking about. But are you guys top finished talking wrestling talk, or you want a bit more? Or what?
Well, we were on Sting and the apparent demise of the King of the Mountain match at Slammiversary.
Oh, I see. And what's your opinion on Sting working injured?
Dumb as hell, they shouldn't be risking his health or the pay-per-view on it.
There you go. So do you expect a crap-fest match, Mace?
TNA.
Of course.
Okay. Okay, so we're done talking about Sting. I think we're finished.
Yep. He's finished, Batista's finished, they're all finished.
We're all finished. Okay. Well, I'd like to take this time to thank everybody for joining us for Wrestle Talk Radio, WTR Sunday Night, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're pretty much finished talking wrestling, guys. I guess we can all go home.
Awesome.
Oh, wait, no, we can't. It's Goofy Game Show night.
Oh, fuck.
Aww.
Yep. Goofy Game Show night. And now, it's time for Jeopardy!
The music machine.
I think nobody else was doing it. Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to WTR Jeopardy. Yeah, it's that game show where we give you the answers, and you have to give us the questions. Now, we've got three contestants playing tonight. We got the Spud Guy, Mace, and somebody named Omega. We'll meet our contestants in just a moment here. But to explain the rules of the game, simple. You just pick your category. You pick the question you want to give. As we show you the answer, remember, contestants, you have 5 seconds. Any questions before we populate the board?
Can I go home now?
No, you got to stick around. All right. So, I think it's just about time to populate the board. There we go. Once again, 5 seconds to answer. And here on Single Jeopardy...
Dazzling technology here.
There you go. Your categories. First category... WWE. Second category, WCW. ECW. Stables. And finally, grab bag. Now, the first set of questions are worth $1 to $500, and we go from there. And then we go to Double Jeopardy, and then there's Final Jeopardy. Are you guys ready?
As I will ever be.
Okay, there we go. So, winning the coin toss in the back is Omega. Omega, you get to choose first.
All right, then, WWE for 100.
WWE for 100. Here's the answer. WrestleMania 2 took place in these three cities.
It's just 100? Wow.
Okay, so Omega didn't get it. If you want to buzz in, Mace or Spug, if you know the answer to this one.
It's not how it works.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Have you ever played Jeopardy?
Nobody wants to give it a try. Okay, back to you, Omega.
I said buzz 3 times!
Well, you should actually talk into your mic when you say...
I was!
But nobody heard you. You shouldn't be on mute then.
Buzz! What is New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles?
And that is correct. So... First on the board with 200, or with 100 points, Omega is minus 100 points. And
No. Whoa. You don't know how to play this, do you?
He apparently never watched Jeopardy.
I didn't buzz in. You answer the question. I pick something from the board. So you ask the question to everybody. Any of the three can buzz in. Only if you buzz in do you lose points for getting a wrong answer.
He's right.
Thank you very much.
I will pick ECW for 500, please.
Ooh, ECW for 500. Here is the answer. The rematch of this classic three-way dance was featured at ECW's second pay-per-view event.
Buzz.
Spug.
What is Shane Douglas, Sabu, and Terry Funk?
All right, so Spug with the $500 when you got, you're up to $600. You know, still in control of the board.
Let's try WCW for 200, please.
WCW for 200. I was the WCW announcer who proclaimed that every show was the greatest night in the history of our sport.
Buzz.
And Mace is first on the buzzer this time.
Who is Tony Schiavone?
On the board with 100 points and in control of the board.
Stables for 100.
Stables for 100. And the answer. These are all the members of the Radicals.
Buzz. Who is Dean Malenko, Chris Benoit, Eddie Guerrero, and Perry Saturn?
And another 100 points for Spug, who also is in control of the board.
Let's go stables for 500, please.
Stables for 500. We made up the group known as Team Wreck. Ooh, nobody? Oh, the question is, who are Rhino, Edge, Christian, and Kurt Angle? Nobody getting that one. Spud, you're still in control of the board.
WCW for 200 is gone, correct?
WCW, I'm scrolling here, because it's not written on cue cards. WCW for 200 is still open, man.
Let's go WCW for 200, please.
WCW for 200, and your answer is, I was the WCW announcer who would make weasel jokes to conclude my road reports.
Buzz.
Yes.
Who is Larry Zbysko?
No. Mesa Omega?
Buzz.
Mace.
Who is Mike Tanay?
No, that is incorrect. Omega, you have a guess? You have a question?
Buzz.
All right. Try.
Who is Scott Hudson?
No. Nobody gets it right. The answer is, or the question was, who was Lee Marshall?
Wow.
Jeez.
Lee Marshall. Nobody getting that one. Everybody losing on that. Spike, you're still in control of the board.
ECW for, what's left in the ECW category? 200?
1, 2, 3, 400.
Let's go ECW for 400, please.
ECW for 400. Question is, Tommy Dreamer finally beat his long name rival Raven at this event.
Buzz.
Yes, Bug.
What is ECW's barely legal?
No, incorrect. Mace or Omega?
Buzz.
Mace.
What is ECW's Living Dangerously?
Incorrect. Ooh, Mace, you're kind of falling behind there. Omega, have you got a guess?
I'm blanking.
All right, so you're passing on that one. Yeah, kind of hit a bit of a roadblock, and Spug still controls the board.
Let's try and stay with ECW. Let's go ECW for 200.
ECW for 200. And the answer is, this is the name of the event in which Bam Bam Bigelow put Taz through the ring to win the ECW Television Championship.
Buzz.
Spug.
What is ECW Living Dangerously?
Sp- Bug starting to take a little bit of a commanding lead right now. For those of you who are curious of the score, Mace is minus 500, Omega is minus 200. Spug is stretching the field with 300 and also has control of the board.
Oh, let's go grab bag 500.
Ooh, grab bag for 500. And the answer is H14N2 is a poisonous alkaloid that is consumed daily by millions.
Can you repeat that, please?
H14N2 is a poisonous mace.
What is tobacco?
Judges? More specifically, it's nicotine found in tobacco. Close enough, that counts. And Mace has wiped out his deficit, is back up to zero. Congratulations, Mace. You're in control of the board.
We'll go WWE for 300.
WWE for 300. Let's see here. These are the two men who played the fake Razor Ramon and the fake Diesel in 1996.
Buzz.
Mace.
Who are Rick Titan and Glenn Jacobs?
Absolutely correct. Glenn Jacobs, better known today as Kane, and Rick Titan, real name Rick Bogner, living here in Calgary, Dramatic Pause, Alberta, Canada, having just recently written a book, as a matter of fact. We'll be talking to Razor Rick Titan right here on Wild Talk Radio in the coming weeks. Stay tuned for that one. Mace, you're in control of the board.
Go grab bag for 500.
Grab bag for 500.
We already did that one.
Has been taken already.
400 then.
Grab bag 400. Okay, and the answer. This animal has a forked penis.
I don't think I want to know.
Oh, nobody taking a chance on that one, and the correct response we're looking for
God
is...
God damn it!
Let me guess, you've been buzzing, but we couldn't hear you because you
had my mic muted.
All right, judges, are we going to let them go or what? Okay, go for it, Spug.
What is the opossum?
Yeah, close enough. The answer we're looking for is what is possum. All right, Spug, you're in control of the board, bitch.
Let's go WCW for 400, please.
WCW for 400. And the clue. In 1996, I won my first WCW U.S. title by defeating One Man Gang. Oh, nobody had the answer for that one.
All up in our one-man gang trivia.
Correct response we were looking at is, who is Conan? Who is Conan? The correct answer. Okay, the current scores right now, Spug in the lead with 700, Mason second place with 300, Omega trailing the pack minus 200, and Spug's in control of the board.
Um, Let's go ECW for 300, please.
ECW for 300, and here's your clue. This was a quote Paul Heyman used when ECW was added to the Invasion storyline.
What the fuck?
Oh, and response we're looking for, what is this invasion just got taken to the extreme? Nope, with that one, no points gained or lost. Spug still in control of the board.
Let's empty out ECW. Let's go ECW 100.
ECW 100. And the answer, this famous street corner is where the ECW arena is located.
Buzz.
Spug.
What is the corner of South? Was it South and 16th?
No, the correct answer is what are Swanson and Rittner? Swanson and Rittner, the street corners where ECW Arena was located.
Thanks for letting others have a go, Tim. Asshole.
Shit. Alright. Great. It happens. But, guys, I'm hassled and harried after a long day. Give me a break. You're in control of the board, Spud. Go ahead.
No, I answered it wrong.
Yes. And
but he gave the answer. It's a little moot.
All right, Stables okay. for 400.
Stables for 400. Okay. These are the five members of the Spirit Squad.
Buzz.
Spug.
Mickey, Mikey, Johnny? Mickey, Mikey. I don't know.
Okay, Spug or Omega?
That was Spug. Buzz.
Mace or Omega? Omega.
Mitch, Johnny, Nikki, Mikey, and Kenny.
Okay, in the form of a question, please.
Who is Mitch, Nikki, Johnny, Mikey, and Kenny?
And Omega gets into the positive side of things. He is now at 200. Ties him with Spug. Mace has taken the lead at 300, and Omega, you have control of the board.
Let's try Grab Bag for 100.
Grab Bag for 100. And the clue is, he does a wrestling show on WTR at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Buzz.
Bug.
Who is Maverick?
Actually, that is incorrect. The correct question we're looking for is, who the fuck cares?
No, I think he was asking an honest question. Who is Maverick?
That's funny, but I just want to show you guys something here. This is the correct. There's the question and the correct, or the answer and the correct question. But we're still giving you the points, pal. All right, so you're still in control of the board.
Let's go Stables for 300, please.
Stables for 300, he said as he scrolls back up. Okay. In 1994, the Million Dollar Corporation was created. Five members of the Million Dollar Corporation, name them.
I'm not kidding. Will shows up, my Skype goes to shit. What the fuck?
Shall I repeat the answer?
Can you please?
In 1994, the Million Dollar Corporation was created. Name five members.
Buzz.
Yes.
Ted DiBiase, Nikolai Volkoff, Owen R. Seister, Bam Bam Bigelow, and Tatanka.
And Mace breaks the ties up to $600. $600 in total. Mace, you have control of the board.
Go WCW for 500.
WCW for 500, and your answer is the world title match at this pay-per-view had to be re-aired on Nitro because this pay-per-view event went past 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
Buzz.
Yes, Mace.
What is Halloween Havoc 1998?
Halloween Havoc. We didn't need to worry about the year, but congratulations. Yeah, you got it. No bonus points for the year, but you're starting to take a pretty commanding lead. 1,100 points for Mace versus 300 for Spud, 200 for Omega, and Mace still has control of the board.
Go WCW for 300.
Ooh, and the last answer in the WCW category. We were the announcers for the first NWO pay-per-view.
Buzz.
Go.
Who is Eric Bischoff and Ted DiBiase?
And with WCW and ECW categories wiped totally out, what we're going to do right now is give our contestants a second to catch their breath, and we'll see what we can do about getting Spud back because, well, he dropped. I don't know. Shit. But, yeah, we're going to take a quick little time out here, come right back, play a little bit more WTR Jeopardy. Don't go away, everybody. We'll be right. It's Tim Stein here to tell you about a brand new podcast debuting soon, exclusively on the Wild Talk Radio Network. The History Of will take you on a fantastic journey as we look at some of the most famous rock groups, funny people, and actors and actresses of all time. Utilizing the video abilities of Ustream as well as the lossless stereo sound of internet audio, The History Of will bring a totally new experience to Wild Talk Radio. So make sure that you join me, your host, Tim Stein, as we take a look at the history of some of your most favorite people ever. Make sure to keep a lookout for this brand new webcast coming soon, only to Wild Talk Radio.
Thursday night, the Wild Talk Radio Network becomes a place where anything goes. Prepare to be sinful. Thursdays, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Since 1996, Audio Wrestling has been getting in the ring as your definitive source for all your wrestling desires.
Interviews with some of pro wrestling's biggest stars.
Providing you with a wide selection of award-winning wrestling shows from past and present, such as
Ministry of Slam,
Monday Night Mayhem,
In Your Head,
WrestleCast,
Sunday Night Showdown,
Wrestling News Live,
Between the Ropes,
RVD Radio,
WrestleCast,
and Wrestle Talk Radio,
and many others.
If you can't get enough Mad Mania, climb into the ring with
Audio Wrestling.
www.audiowrestling.com.
And check out all the real voices of wrestling radio.
Audio Wrestling.
Keeping you tuned in.
Since 1996.
Hey Omega, did you hear that OWW Radio has a new host?
A new host? Really?
Well, yes and no. He's the old host, but he's now the new host. So, on behalf of the Wild Talk Radio Network, I would like to introduce the new host of OWW Radio, Alan Wojnarowski.
No, Mace, you have it wrong. It's Alan Wojnarowski.
Are you sure? I thought it was Alan Montonsubi.
The name is Alan Wojcik. How many times do I have to spell it out for you people? As these guys are trying to tell you, I'm the host of Online World of Wrestling Radio, which airs on the Wild Talk Radio Network every Tuesday night, around 9-ish, I guess, Eastern Time. Remember, we're on Eastern Time. Till basically, me and whoever's joining me runs out of stuff to say. It's a brand new era in Online World of Wrestling Radio, where your opinion actually matters.
As the owner of Wild Talk Radio, I'd like to welcome Alan Wojcik. Who the fuck is Internet Davis?
The name is Wojcik.
To the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You know my name.
This is Bob the Farm Mage telling you to tune in to Otaku Talk Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. How am I doing this? Don't tell me I bent laws of space and time again. God damn casting magic missile.
I like to sing with the radio. I like to play it real loud.
Welcome back to BT Armored Jeopardy, where we give you the answers and you come up with the questions. Taking a look at the scoreboard, Mace with 1,400 points, Spug with 300 points, and suddenly solid and stable Skype connection yet once again, just because we got rid of Will. And, of course, Omega, pardon the pun, bringing up the rear at 200 points. Time to get to know our contestants. Mace, where are you from? Not that we can hear you or anything, but Omega, where are you from?
Ooh, I'm from the shape that's shaped like a penis.
You're from the shape like a penis.
You forgot
You forgot to say state shaped like a penis.
Say, what'd I say?
Yeah, you just said, I'm from the shape like a penis. Spud, where are you from?
The heart of the Midwest.
It Ohio. Doesn't matter where you're from.
Right. You're so funny and cute and clever. I'm glad no one ever said that before you did, Tim.
Yeah, I know. That's just so awesome. So, taking a look at the board, the clues left, WWE 400, WWE 500, Stables 200, and Grab Bag 200 and 300. And Mace, you control the board.
Good. WWE for 400.
WWE for 400. Oh, and WWE 200 as well. I forgot about that. But here we go. WWE 400. Name the six men who competed in the WWF Championship. Hell in a Cell match.
Buzz.
Ah, Spuds.
The Undertaker. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Kurt Angle. Rikishi. The Rock. And, let's see, hold on. Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Triple H.
Can I have that in the form of a question, please?
Who is Kurt Angle, Rikishi, The Undertaker, The Rock, Triple H, and Stone Cold Steve Austin?
And Spud jumps up to 700 points, only 700 points behind Mace, and has control of the board. What's left? WWE 200, 500, Stables 200, and Grab Bag 200, 300.
Let's go WWE for 500.
WWE for 500. I was the special referee for the handicap main event match at SummerSlam 1991. Ooh, nobody wanting to give this one a shot. What about our audience? Does our audience have a bit of a guess? I think Mr. Alan Wudge, give it a try-ski, might have one. And he guessed, well, you know what? Yeah, okay, we'll give that to you. Who is Sid Justice? So, Alan, why don't you give it a try-ski? Would have got it right-ski. However, you still got
control. Is he Russian now?
I don't know.
Let's go with WWE 200.
WWE for 200. This was the tagline the WWF promoted itself under in 1994 after older stars left for WCW.
Buzz.
Mace.
What is the new generation?
Absolutely correct. Of course, you could have also said what is the new WWF generation, and that would have also been accepted. And Mace jumps up to 1,600 points and controls the board.
Stables for 200.
Stables for 200. Oh, well, isn't this wonderful? Guess what, Mace? It's an audio question. Name?
Tell the people who the secret partner. It's gonna be! All I have to say is, our partner is going to...
Name the partner.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, can we get a replay on that audio?
Tell the people who the secret partner is going to be.
All I have to say is, our partner is going to.
Buzz.
All right, Spud.
Who is the Shockmaster?
You're correct. I'm just. Just waiting for the audience to, like, give you kudos and clap, but they didn't want to do it for some reason. I don't know what it is. You're in control of the board. Grab Bag 200 and 300 are what's left.
Let's go Grab Bag for 300.
Grab Bag for 300. This happened to golfer Lee Trevino on 27th of June, 1975.
Buzz.
Yes, Bug.
He blew the lead at the U.S. Open.
That is not the correct question, Omega. Or Mesh, you want to give it a try?
Can you repeat that question?
This happened to golfer Lee Trevino on June 27th, 1975. Nobody buzzing in, and the what we were looking for is what is hit by lightning. Lee Trevino hit by lightning, June 27, 1975. Wow, Spug, still in control of the board. You got the last
200.
that would be Grab Bag. And it's the Daily Double. Are you ready? Spug, how much would you, you've got 700 points, how much would you like to wager on this Daily Double?
300.
Okay, for $300, here is your clue. This last Sean Connery movie as James Bond was an unauthorized version and not considered James Bond canon.
What is Octopussy?
Oh. No. The correct question would be, what is Never Say Never Again? Never Say Never Again. Well, everybody, that's the end of round one. What would you like to do now? Go for round two or take a quick little time out?
Go for round two, get it over with.
Let's go for round two. Oh, by the way, did I tell you guys what you were playing for tonight? No, I didn't. I forgot to. The winner gets to guest host with Alan Wojnacz this Tuesday night on Online World of Wrestling's OWW Radio.
Get it right, Tim. It's Alan Wonton Soupy.
Alan Woja, who the fuck is Internet Davids? Well, okay, so it wasn't that wasn't all that funny. Okay, so
it's unexpected. That was good.
So, I think it's time to get into Double Jeopardy. Let's populate the board. And here we go. We're taking a look at the categories for round two. First category: famous debuts. We're waiting for it. Ladies of Wrestling. Wrestlers in Movies. Television Shows. And some more Grab Bag. Now, tell.
What about the. No Potent Potables?
No Potent Potables.
No. No. No The Rapists for 400?
No. There are no your rapists for 400.
I'll take the penis mightier.
Okay, this
what
is
about famous titties?
Yeah, famous titties for 300? Come on. That would be famous titles. Famous titles, Mr. Connery. God damn it, Tim, you should know your SNL skits better.
Actually, thinking Second City, SCTV, they did something similar to Jeopardy, but they called it Halfwits.
Saturday Night Live parodied the Celebrity Jeopardy's Sean Connery. You should look it up. Great.
Okay, there you go. So, of course, all of the score totals are doubled, and here's where somebody can really, really take control. Who's got control of the board? Mace is in the lead with 1,600 points. Spug, take your first crack at it.
Let's go famous debuts for 1,000, please.
Famous debuts for 1,000. My WWF debut came when I saved Razor Ramon from attack by Jeff Jarrett and the Roadie.
Buzz.
Ace.
Who is the 1-2-3 kid?
Incorrect. I'm sorry, Omega or Spud? Wow, nobody. We were looking for Savio Vega. Who is Savio Vega?
Really? He's 1,000? Dude, he's not even a first-round question.
Shut up.
They are supposed to be hard at 1,000.
Yeah, well, apparently that was hard enough.
Yeah, there's a difference between hard and impossible, because nobody remembers Savio Vega.
That's my point.
Famous debuts.
All right, you guys are the ones who told me you want to get this over with, so Spug pick.
Let's go... famous debuts for 400, please.
All right. I made my debut in WWE as The Flame.
The Flame?
Yep.
Buzz.
Mace.
Who is David Arquette?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Omega or Spuggeroonie? Nobody. Wow. Nobody came up with... who is John Heder?
Who? John Heder.
Yeah, John Heder.
Guest host.
Again, I say.
Oh, God, I turned that segment off.
Ah, okay, there you go, John Heder.
All right. Famous debuts for 600. Can we get a question that we actually pay attention to? Please.
Pay attention to this answer and see if you can come up with a fucking question, you fucking genius. This WWF diva made her debut by choking fellow WWF diva Marlena.
Buzz.
Spug.
Who is Sonny?
Mesa Omega?
Buzz.
Mace.
Who is Luna Fashion?
Ooh, Omega, you want to give it a shot?
Nah.
All right, well, two wrong answers and a pass. The correct answer, or the correct question, would be, who is China?
She's a male talent. She's not a diva.
Well, there you go. looking at the score update right now, congratulations, Omega. You've taken the lead by just basically sitting on your ass and letting these two guys epic fail.
I have faith in them.
200 points for Omega, negative 200 for Spug, and negative 400 for Mace. And, of course, you got control of the board, so pick your category.
Who has control? Omega?
Not me.
No, Spug.
Wow. How I fail so horribly. Yeah. Let's go wrestlers and movies for 1,000.
Wrestlers and movies for 1,000. I played Warrior in this 1998 film.
Buzz.
Bug.
Who is Jim Helwig, also known as Jim Warrior, or a.k.a. Warrior?
That would be incorrect. Omega
Ace? I give the fuck up.
Buzz.
Fuck people.
Mace.
Who is Hulk Hogan?
Omega, you want to give it a shot?
No, I'm in the lead.
All right. Now, we were looking for who is Buff Bagwell. Buff Bagwell played Warrior in that 1998 film.
Wow. Wow. Just fucking wow. Just fucking wow.
Okay, nobody said these are going to be easy for you guys to get, right? Spud, you're in control.
Ladies of Wrestling for 1,000, we might as well blow it wide open and get ourselves deeper in the fucking hole.
Might as well. This will be fun. What the hell? Ladies of Wrestling for 1,000, here's your answer. And the clue is, I made my first appearance in the WWF as one of the Godfather's hoes.
Buzz.
Mace.
Who is Victoria...
And Mace jumps into second place at minus $400. Congratulations, Mace. You're in control of the board.
We'll go television shows for 1,000.
Television shows for 1,000 as I scroll through the list. Here we go. On this WWF TV program, Mr. Fuji and Don Morocco did a parody called Fuji Vice.
Oh.
Buzz.
Nice.
What is Miami Vice?
Serious?
Or are you looking for the fucking wrestling show? Because that was not fucking clear enough.
Okay, on this WWF TV program...
Whatever, go fuck yourself.
How's that not clear enough? So what you get for not paying attention? Spug or Omega?
Buzz.
Spug.
What is Saturday night's main event?
Ooh, Omega.
Yes! Negative 2,200. I'm going to see if I can get up to 4,000.
She's a man, baby. Omega.
I'm going to stay in the lead.
Okay, so Omega passes. The correct response we're looking for is, what is Tuesday Night Titans?
Such an awesome strategy.
There you go.
Just send my headphones, go get a Coke, and win at the end of the night.
Okay, just a reminder to those of you playing along in the chat room, please, if you wanna take a guess, wait until all three have given a shot and either succeeded or failed. Let's see what happens that way. That would be great. Mace, you're in control of the board. Pick something, goddammit.
To put Spug into even deeper debt, let's go grab Bag for 1,000.
Bag for 1,000. I was waiting for this. Okay, here's your clue. This is the most unusual official sporting event in China.
Buzz.
Okay.
What is testicle eating contest? Yes!
Or Omega?
Pass.
Okay, what we're looking for is, what is grenade throwing? It's an actual official sporting event held in China.
What?
Grenade throwing. I thought that you definitely would have given that one a shot.
Why isn't that in the Olympics?
Just you know, because...
No, you said unusual sport. You said unusual sport, and the Chinese have some fucked up shit.
I said unusual official sporting event.
Yeah, okay. They do eat testicles over there, and they do have eating contests. I put two and two together, all right? I really did take a crack at it. And Mav is right. That's North Korea. It's not China.
What's North Korea?
It was a joke, Tim. Never mind.
Oh, there was a joke in there someplace. Okay. Well, Mace, you're in control of the board.
Ladies of Wrestling for 800.
Ladies of Wrestling for 800. Before debuting as Lita in the WWF, I debuted under this name in ECW.
Buzz.
Omega.
What is that skank in the corner of the locker room?
Judges. Can you be more specific, Omega?
That skank in the corner of the locker room that really needs a towel.
All right, buzz this motherfucker for being an idiot.
Buzz.
No. Okay, go.
Who is Angelica?
Oh, Spud.
Buzz.
Yeah, nice.
Who is Miss Congeniality?
Miss Congeniality is correct. Of course, we would have also accepted Miss Congenital Transmission. What, nothing Omega?
No, not really.
Okay, well, who's in control of the board? I lost track. Mace?
Wrestlers in movies for 800.
Wrestlers in movies for 800. I played a neo-Nazi in the 1990 comedy Problem Child.
There was a wrestler in that movie?
Nobody? Wow. We were looking for is who is Kerry Von Erich? We'd have also accepted who is the Texas Tornado. Huh. Neo-Nazi in Problem Child. All right, well... Mace, you still have control of the board, and you and Omega are tied with the highest for the least fewest.
Famous debuts for 800.
Famous debuts for 800. Daily Double. Of course, you got negative 600, but you can wager up to $2,500, or points, whatever you want to call them.
Fine, let's go for that. 2,500.
2,500 points on the line. And here's the clue. I made my ECW debut appearing as a masked man harassing Shane Douglas.
Who is Bam Bam Bigelow?
No. The correct response we were looking for is, who is Rick Rude? Rick Rude, of course, donning a mask, came up and basically hassling Shane Douglas. That was his ECW debut. Mace, with negative $3,100, is in second place, trailing his Spud with minus 4,000. Omega in the lead. Omega in the lead with minus 600, and Mace controls the board.
Ladies of Wrestling for 600.
Ladies of Wrestling for 600. I famously danced on top of the ECW arena.
Buzz.
Nice.
Who is Kimona?
Okay, can you give us her last name?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, come on, I want to lay you. But, yeah, you just got yourself 600 points there, and moving up. Getting closer all the time to Omega.
You?
You're in control of the board.
Ladies of Wrestling for 400.
Ladies of Wrestling for 400. Here's your clue. Shane Douglas referred to me as the head cheerleader.
Fuzz.
Ah, Fuzz.
Who is Dawn Marie?
Oh, sorry, Spug. Mesa or Omega? No, the correct response is, who is Francine? Francine called the head cheerleader by Shane Douglas.
You know, it's one of those two whores.
There you go. Mace, speaking about whores, Mace, you control the board.
Ladies of Wrestling for 200.
Ladies of Wrestling for 200. And here's your clue. I made my debut escorting Triple H to ringside.
Buzz.
WrestleMania 12. Yes, Bug.
Who is Sable?
And with that one, Spud climbs up to negative 4,200. May still solidly in second place at minus 2,500. Omega with a devastating lead, negative 600. And Spud, you control the board.
Famous D-Butts for 200.
Famous D-Butts for 200. Alrighty. Wait a minute. Okay, here's the clue. This former WCW World Champion made his WWF debut in 1999 by coming up through the ring and attacking the WWF Champion.
Buzz.
Buzz, go mice.
Who is the Big Show?
The Big Show. We also accepted Paul White or the Giant. Big Show making his debut by coming through the ring. And do you remember who he chokeslammed?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And Mace, you're in control of the board.
Television shows for 800.
TV shows for 800. Here's your clue. This WWF TV program originally filmed its matches in a bar-like setting.
Buzz.
Buzz.
You are so close. Mace.
What is Shotgun Saturday Night?
Shotgun Saturday Night, and holy cow, you're making ground big time. You are now climbed at negative 1,500 and have complete control of the board.
Wrestlers in movies for 600.
Wrestlers in movies for 600. All right, where is your clue? Your clue is... I starred in the 2004 remake of the movie based on Sheriff Buford Pusser.
Buzz.
Buzz. Damn, Omega, you're a little slow on your buzzer. Go, Bug.
Who is Dwight The Rock Johnson? Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You are so close to getting buzzed.
I was reading something about Paul White when I started saying his name.
Paul Dwight. Very good. Okay. So, yeah. Spike, you've climbed up to minus 3,600. And you have control of the board.
Let us go with wrestlers in movies for 400, please.
Wrestlers in movies for 400. right, so you can bet up to 2,500 points.
Go with that.
Okay, 2,500 points. Here's your clue. I appeared in this 1998 comedy as Captain Insano.
Buzz.
Yeah, you don't have to buzz. It's your question.
Who is the Big Show Paul White?
So, with winning 2,500 points, you're, like, tied with Mace now.
I'm actually ahead of Mace.
Yeah, something like that.
Do math. Negative 36.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you're negative 1,100, and you're in control of the board. I said I didn't say you were tied.
Let's go with Wrestlers and Movies for 200, please.
And here's your clue. I played the lead villain in this 1999 biopicture. Biographical movie. Nobody giving a shot. We were looking for who is Jerry Lawler? This 1999
was Man on the Moon.
Nobody got that one. And Russian Movies is now totally taken out. We have television shows in grab bag. And
television shows for 200, please.
Yeah, Spug, here's your clue. This WCW television show featured a variety of pay-per-view quality matches on an irregular basis.
Buzz.
Yeah.
What is WCW's Clash of the Champions?
Congratulations. Yes, you're absolutely correct. You are now at negative 900, and you're gaining on Omega. You're only 300. You're still in control of the board. Go ahead.
Let's go with television shows for 400.
Everybody's chicken should have grab bag. All right, 400. Your clue is this WWF TV program featured live phone calls, letters and faxes.
Buzz.
With Omega buzzing in.
WWF Livewire.
Could I have that in a question, please?
What is WWF Livewire?
Jumping up to negative 200, Omega is doing everything he can to make sure that Spug stays in the rear view and not right on his ass. Omega has control of the board.
Television shows for 600.
Television shows for 600, your clue is, this program is the event aired before all WWF pay-per-views.
Buzz.
Omega.
What is Sunday Night Heat?
Oh, okay.
WWF.
WWF pay-per-views.
Yeah. That's the show when they were WWF.
There you go. Spud or Mace?
Technically, Omega was correct.
No, he's not.
Well, yeah, 8 o'clock MTV Sundays during the WWF era.
So I take it Spugger or Mace isn't going to buzz in and try this?
Buzz.
Okay, go.
What is WWF Free For All?
And Omega concedes first place to Spug, who jumped the lead at negative 300 and controls the board.
Didn't concede. I thought I was right.
Let's go with grab bag for 200, please.
Okay. Here's your clue. King George II of England died after falling off of this. No. nobody giving a even a wild guess. Anybody in the chat room want to give that one a try? I guess not. Well, no, we were looking for what is a toilet.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
King George II fell off the toilet in the middle of a trap, hit his head, and he died.
That's interesting. Let's go grab bag for 400.
I guess you could say King George pulled, oh no, I better not, it's too soon. Grab bag for 400.
Yes.
Okay, starring John Voight. This is the only X-rated movie to win an Oscar.
Buzz.
The Omega!
What is Deep Throat?
Starring John Voight. This is the only X-rated movie to win an Oscar.
Oh, God. Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what it is. Yeah. Hermes?
Threw me off.
Oh, Spugger or Mace didn't even want to give it a try. I think Mr. Allen wants to pay the check. Has a guess. He's buzzing. And Allen, could you give us that in the form of a question? He's right, by the way. We were for what is Midnight Cowboy? The only movie so far by the MPAA. Rated X to win an Oscar.
I was going to say Showgirls.
Showgirls.
I thought he was in Showgirls. Showgirls was NC-17.
Yeah, but Showgirls wasn't good enough to win a
Red. No way that would win an Oscar.
Yeah, so... Who's in the goal? Spud? Is that you?
Yeah. Grab bag right. For 600.
600, here's your clue. This game's name literally means... To grope frantically.
Jeez.
Wow. What is Scrabble?
Uh-huh.
You see, you could have specified board game, you know, card game.
Could have. Didn't.
Yeah, this is why regular Jeopardy is so much better.
Okay, so,
the last question, grab bag for 800, it's the last one on the board.
The last question. Now, Spug, if anybody was to get this one, I was kind of hoping it would be you anyway, because if you get this wrong, I'm going to laugh at you. In 1906, this boxing champion defended his world heavyweight title twice on the same night.
In 1906?
I was not five, Rock. Fuck off.
Get it right. Get it right, Rock. Tim had just turned six.
I was three. Fuck off. Anyway, in 1906, this boxing champion defended his world heavyweight title twice on the same night.
God.
You got a buzz.
Buzz.
Go, Spug.
Who is Tommy Burns?
Congratulations. Tommy Burns is the correct answer. Both fights were first round knockouts. So,
I kept wanting to say Ray Boom Boom Mancini, and I'm going, no, Ray Boom Boom Mancini's still alive. No, it's not it. No, that's not it. Now that I'm like, it's a white guy. It's a white English guy. Who the fuck was it?
Yep. Well, I kind of figured you'd get that one. So, Looking at the final totals here, Spud with 500, Mace with negative 1,500, Omega with negative 1,200. I think that we're all ready to take a break.
I need to pee.
You guys need to pee. So, everybody don't go anywhere. Final Jeopardy is up right after this quick little commercial break. You're listening to Goofy Game Show Night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
The NHL regular season has come to an end. The Calgary Flames are heading home. They suck. Which now means Wednesday nights are free to be geeky. Join myself, Omega, and that guy that we'll eventually put into the intro, Mace, every Wednesday night as we bring you Geek Talk done right, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey everyone, this is Sir Rocket, the host of CB Radio, which you can catch every Saturday night.
Whoa, wait, Rock?
Yes, Cindy?
Did you just call yourself the host of CB Radio?
I kinda did just call me the host of CB Radio.
Honey, everyone knows that you are just the producer.
Hey, I'm not just the producer, I am the host of this
show. Oh my god, shut up! Everyone knows that I am the host of CB Radio, which you can check out Saturday nights, midnight-ish, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Now, Rock.
Yes, darling.
This is where you tell everyone, I'll see you Saturday.
I'll see you Saturday.
Good boy.
Hey all, Mace here. Straight shooter, opinionated, unprofessional. For months, we've had Maverick running around saying how he's on college radio, how he's professional, he's giving us free plugs. But you know what? Fuck that! If you want to listen to a show that's handcuffed and censored, go listen to his show. If you want to listen to real people with real opinions using real language, then you come listen to us. Wrestle Talk Radio is the place where we might cuss out a storm, but we are always entertaining. So join Spug, Will, Omega, Tim Stein, and myself as we give opinions uncensored every Sunday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Now you hear that, Mav? Oh, that's real. That's fucking real.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, the whole fucking show, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network, boo.
Jeopardy, just because we're bored and don't really feel like doing anything of great importance. Final Jeopardy, geez, you know, the only person who's not in the negative is Spug, but
odd.
Very strange, kind of unexpected.
From negative 4,400 to whatever the fuck he's on now.
Plus what? Yeah, 4,100 point swing. Yes!
There you go. So, just to make this interesting, normally Omega and Mace wouldn't be allowed to, like, you know, in Real Jeopardy, you guys would be, like, kicked out or whatever. But, you guys can all wager up to $2,000 on this. Okay? You can all wager up to $2,000 on this clue, and whoever has the most money or the lowest negative will wind up being not the loser. It's hard to say, okay, you win with negative 1,500 points, but you know. So, okay, so the category, people, and what you're going to have to do is you have to write these down and message me separately with your answer on this one. Okay? The category is wrestling, TNA wrestling pay-per-views. TNA wrestling pay-per-views. And here's your clue.
Do we have to send you wagers first?
You gotta send me, you gotta send me the wagers first.
We send the wager with the answer, don't we?
Well, you can't give me the answer until I give you the question, but you gotta give me the wager first. So, private message me with your wagers.
Really?
Yep.
All right, and the wagers are in. Here is your question. Here's the clue. This is the number of weekly pay-per-views produced by TNA Wrestling. Everybody's got their answers locked in. Let's start with Omega. Your answer to the clue was
111,
and that is correct. Your wager, 2,000 points. 2,000 points, Omega, bringing you up to 800.
Ooh, 1,200.
No, 800.
points. You were minus 1,200, so
yeah, that's 800.
Yeah, a little bit of a oopsie there by the guys working the Chiron there.
Now, if he wants to give me an extra 400, I'll take it.
No, you're at 800. Spug, your answer also was
111.
111, that is correct. Your wager, 1,500, giving you 2,000 points. And the lead, and then we go to Mace. Mace, your answer?
111.
111 pay-per-views, also correct. Your wager, 1,500, bringing you to zero. And
yay!
At least you're not negative, and the winner is Spug with 2,000 points, Omega in second place with 800, and Mace in third place with absolutely nothing. Our winner tonight would be the Spug guy.
Woohoo!
See, there's no applause or anything.
Yeah, I noticed.
I would like to thank
Trebek.
My
had to point. Trebek had to point a gun at the crowd. Apparently,
clap for him, bastards.
Yeah. I'd like to thank my amazing typing fingers and Google.
Bastard.
Oh, come on! Tell me none of you Google, then I'll kind of call you all liars on that.
No,
one.
No. Jeez, I was at number 99. I counted down from there.
I didn't Google. I used Wikipedia.
I had Google open in a separate browser window. I was like,
So basically what you're telling me is Omega's the only one who didn't fucking cheat.
Oh, Omega cheated. He just won't ever admit it.
Fuck you. I was at pay-per-view number 99 live in the crowd, and it was 3 months exactly when they went to TNA Impact solely.
Oh, there you go. We don't have...
That doesn't mean you remember how many they did, asshole. We're not talking about the last question. We're talking about all the way throughout. We know you Googled a couple of them.
I didn't fucking Google any of those. If you remember, my strategy before I decided that it was making bad radio not to say anything was to sit on my ass and let you two self-destruct.
And it was working for a while there, but...
It was working until it got really boring.
Yeah, it's time to play some quick hits before we get everything going. We don't have Will tonight. Why don't we get Alan won't give a shit to call in and take the part of Will.
He's doing that a lot. Are there any side effects to this?
Apparently may cause blindness.
May cause bouts of taking surveys.
May cause extreme diarrhea. And we've got Mr. Alan What the Fuck Sits on the line now. Hi, Alan.
Hiya, kids.
Can we call you Al? Hi, no. Al.
No, that Mav person, whatever it is, tried that. No, we don't refer to me in that way. I hate that frickin' nickname. Of course I have static. I always have static on this damn laptop.
Yeah, we were just wondering why you have static on that damn laptop. But anyway, enough of that. Time for WTR's Quick Hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Wow.
That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
All right, yeah, we're going to start off at the top here. Bug. Who is the best big man in wrestling history?
The best big man in wrestling history?
Yep.
It's got to be Andre the Giant. I mean, you have your Haystacks Calhoun, you have Big Show, you have King Kong Bundy and Big John Studd, but nobody personified and made the big man what it was in wrestling until Andre came along. So I'm going to go with Andre the Giant, in my opinion.
Okay, there you go. Omega, what current wrestling babyface is in need of a heel turn?
Oh, that's actually a fairly good question. I'm trying to think of the babyfaces out there that I've gotten sick of. You know what? Just because he's so stale and I'm just so over it, John Cena. Please, dear God, please do something different for once in your life. Once in your career, try something else.
Oh, John Cena can turn heel as soon as the 13-year-old and the women stop buying shit. All right, tonight, playing the part of Will is Alan Wojcik. Alan!
Yes, sir.
Who should win WWE, NXT?
Of the remaining it's remaining three, right? It's Otunga, Barrett, and Gabriel. Who's gonna win it? I think Otunga, who should win it. I think Wade Barrett. I think he personifies the WWE type look. He's big. He can talk. That's who I'd like to see happen. Doubt it's gonna, and then next week, the week after, they'll all be forgotten, and then we'll have eight more developmental kids. Unless you're unless you're the Usos tag team, and they go, yeah, we don't need you to do that. Just go right on and kill our tag champs on national TV.
Okay. Well, according to Tony O in the chat room, David Otunga should be shot. I don't know. Mace! Give Randy Orton a new nickname.
Mr. Dirty Tattoos.
Mr. Dirty Tattoos. Okay, Spug.
Have you watched him on television? It looks like he rubbed dirt on his fucking arms. Those aren't tattoos, they're friggin' abortions.
Yes.
Call them abortion tattoos. Okay, Spug, what's been the better playoffs so far, the NBA or the NHL, and why?
The NHL. And it's the NHL playoffs are extremely underrated. You had the defending Stanley Cup champions go to 7 games in the series that they led. You had the Boston Bruins collapse on the Philadelphia Flyers in the series that the Boston Bruins led 3-0. I don't think almost any series in the NHL playoffs has gone over the quick 4 games and been a sweep. I think at least every series has been over 4 games.
Well,
every series.
Not entirely true. There has been one sweep.
The Blackhawks swept, didn't they?
Yeah, the San Jose Sharks got swept by Go Chicago.
Exactly. So fuck Mav yet again.
Yeah!
No, the NHL, the NBA playoffs sucked horribly.
Okay, so there you go, the NHL playoffs. So if you haven't checked them out, game 2 goes tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern. And it's going to be another barn burner. If you never watch hockey before, just give it a shot. I mean, watch, dedicate yourself to watching 20 minutes, the first period of the game, and see if it doesn't hook you right there. Okay, Omega, if you were to construct a statue of anyone on the Wild Talk Radio Network, who would you construct a statue of?
You know what? I would have to construct one in the image of my friend Spug, so people could come, admire him, look upon him, and laugh as I invite pigeons to shit on him on a daily basis.
Well, I was thinking that you would let people come and actually imitate pigeons and shit on them themselves.
Keep in mind, it'd be one of those like urinating fountain statues.
Okay, so like
and it'd be Spug on a very cold day.
Ooh. Get the tweezers out. Alright, Alan, what's your favorite barbecue food?
Chicken. I had that tonight on the barbecue. It all depends how you do it. You can do it with the Hawaiian type seasoning, or you can do the traditional barbecue sauce method. Chicken's always the best one to go with.
There you go. Well, if you like chicken so much, here's a little bit of advice for you. Next time you barbecue some chicken, marinate chicken, soak it in pineapple juice first.
You know what's sad? Is he started rambling on about the way you can make chicken, and all I could think of was Bubba from Forrest Gump. You could deep fry it, saute it, gumbo.
You got your shrimp shish kebab,
your shrimp souffle. I'm like, all I could think of was Bubba from Forrest Gump.
Stupid is as stupid does, Mr. Russo.
There's this little hint. Yeah, no, seriously, Alan, next time you barbecue chicken breasts, soak them, literally, seriously, soak them in pineapple juice overnight first, and then do a teriyaki barbecue sauce. You'll be in quite a treat to do that. All right, moving on, we've got Mice. If you were to start your own restaurant, what would you call it?
Mace's House of Munch.
Mace's House of Munch. Yeah, that works. Okay. So, there you go. Hey, everybody, there's quick hits for my freaking God. It's the 30th of May already, and still snowing in the city of Calgary. Well, not today, but it sure as fuck did yesterday and the day before. I love living in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. sometimes. This past weekend wasn't two of those times. Yeah. So, hey, what's going on next week? Is there a pay-per-view next week? No.
No.
No, that's a couple weeks away. All right, so next week we're going to figure out something to do, and maybe some news and shit will happen. Condolences to everybody related to Gary Coleman, 42-year-old. What you talking about was...
there was someone more important than him that died.
Well, I was getting to all of them, but you want to like just like, you know, interrupt me while I'm doing shit like this, then okay, fine. But Gary Coleman from Different Strokes. That leaves Todd Bridges as the only kid left alive from that 1970s TV sitcom. So yeah, Gary Coleman dying after falling and hitting his head this past week. Spug, your turn.
Dennis fucking Hopper.
That's right, man.
You know, he made the movie that spawned a generation, Peter Fonda and Easy Rider. But did you know Jack Nicholson got his part in The Shining because of that movie?
Did you know that Jack Nicholson got the part in Easy Rider despite Dennis's wishes? He didn't want him.
Hopper didn't want Nicholson.
Nope, but Peter Fonda stood up for Nicholson and forced the issue. But yeah, succumbing to cancer at the age of, I believe, 74, Dennis Hopper.
The man played one of the best villains in one of the worst movies ever made.
Bowser.
The villain King in Cooper. Speed.
King Cooper in Super Mario Brothers.
Oh God! I thought you were going to talk Blue Velvet, where he was playing that psychopath. That's what he was known for, man. He played awesome psychopaths.
Oh, he was great in Blue Velvet. You're saying Blue Velvet was a bad movie?
Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now.
You've got three geeks on this panel. Of course we're going to go for the Mario reference first.
Yeah, of course.
And he got his Oscar nom for Hoosiers playing Shooter.
Yep, and you brought up Apocalypse Now. He played the drug-addled news reporter. And here's a little bit of trivia for you. He was so strung out on drugs on the set off camera that Francis Ford Coppola actually recorded his ramblings and played it in the movie. But yeah, Dennis Hopper also passing away, and somebody else too. From the like 50s and 60s, very beloved creator of Kids Say the Darndest Things, Art Linkletter, at the age of 97. So they say that bad news comes in threes. Those are your three celebrity deaths this past week.
Threes and sevens.
Oh, fuck, we don't need another four.
Three, no. The other three of the other four have already happened.
three of the other four?
Mm-hmm. All right, because you have Coleman, Hopper,
yeah.
Linkletter. Okay. You have the bassist from Slipknot who died earlier this week.
That's right. That was, he died of a drug overdose. Alleged drug overdose.
Alleged drug overdose. You have Peter Steele of Type O Negative died at the beginning of the month.
Oh.
And you have...
We also had Simon Monjak, Brittany Murphy, who passed away, her husband, he died. He had a heart valve issue, but he's not like a big celebrity.
And Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah, Ronnie James Dio. So we don't need another three dead.
That's seven. That's seven. Threes and sevens.
All right, so let's hope that we don't hear of any more deaths. Oh, yeah, Lena Horne of... This is not the crowd for Lena Horne, that's for goddamn sure. Anyway, so condolences out to family members of all of those people who died. They died. And this coming Tuesday night, yeah, Dixie Carter also died, but not
Dixie Carter.
It was the other
important Dixie Carter.
Yeah. So designing women's Dixie Carter. This Tuesday night, Alan Wojcik goes live with online world of wrestling. Oh, wild talk. Tell them what you got lined up this Tuesday.
Oh, I have to have stuff lined up? That's right. I produce this thing now, so I gotta know what I'm doing. We're gonna have two correspondents. On Phil Strum of the Poughkeepsie Journal will be on with WWE Talk, and then his cohort named Kevin Scott will join for TNA stuff. Mason mentioned he may stop by. Spug mentioned he may stop by. Everybody's able to stop by. Check out the podcast where one simple conversation about Mike Posey the referee turned into 45 minutes on the lost art of wrestling managers.
It was a good conversation.
Yeah, and it came out of absolutely nowhere because we were talking about if Spug had ever had an issue with a bad referee, and next thing you know, he went on to talk about a bad wrestling manager, and I'm typing
the question was if I had ever had a bad manager, because I brought up the fact that the art of a good referee and good managing is dead.
Yeah. It was fun. We came up with we did a thing where we came up with if you could take a past WWF or NWA, WWCCW, any manager, and stick them with a modern talent that really needed one. Spoke came up with some really good ones that I wish the creative people were listening to. Check out the podcast if you can find it. I think it's on Click Wrestle, and if you're a Facebook friend of ours on Online World of Wrestling Radio, we're keeping the official name. That OWW thing is so 5 minutes ago. And if you're a Facebook friend of mine, you can find the link there, too.
There you go. And, that's wonderful to know. Of course, Geek Talk at its best. Otaku Talk live Wednesday nights at, 10 o'clock Eastern?
9 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, there you go.
9 o'clock is when Spug shows up.
Yeah, something.
Hey,
Mike,
I was on time this week. Fuck you.
something might go on Thursday night. Depends on work schedule and stuff. But tune in Thursday because you never know. Anything goes right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Of course, Saturday, the return of CB Radio. We're hoping for. And Mav, if you're still in the chat room, if you're still listening. I'm not going to talk about running the ropes this Friday at 6 Eastern, so shut the hell up. All right,
go
everybody.
Fuck yourself.
I'm getting out of here, and so are these goddamn sons of bitches. We'll catch you some other time. Merry Christmas or something like
hold
that.
Hold on. One second. Can I be serious for just one moment?
What? Yeah, be serious.
40 minutes ago, it turned into Monday. Here in the United States, we celebrate a little holiday called Memorial Day.
Oh, yes. Happy Memorial Day, you Americans.
And it should be universal and worldwide for every country who celebrates any sort of sovereignty or freedom to thank your men and women in the armed services for defending your right to do what you do, whether it be a loudmouth on a podcast or an asshole sitting in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Yeah, thanks.
I want to thank each and every one of the men and women in the armed services all over the world. And thank you for laying the ultimate sacrifice down if necessary for us.
But only the Allies, not the Axis. If that makes any sense. The bad guys, no.
And that wasn't directed at you, Tim. It was directed at one JJ Sexy.
Oh, okay, sure. Thanks a fuck of a lot. Anyway, yeah, okay. But that being said, here in Canada, we got November 11th as Remembrance Day. I guess it's Canadian Memorial Day, or Memorial Day is the American Remembrance Day, whatever. So yeah. Anyway, everybody, take a little time out and share some silence for the troops fighting to keep freedom alive.
You were about to say fighting to keep freedom free, weren't you?
No, I wasn't going to say that because that sounded like too much like Team America World Police. Fuck yeah,
America! Fuck yeah!
Anyway, just want to say to Travis in the chat room who's listening, I salute you. Think about it. Have yourselves a great week, everybody. Catch you next week right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Fuck Mav!
Assholes.
You've been listening to Wrestle Talk Radio, a Wild Talk Radio Network feature presentation produced by WTR Productions. For complete archives of this podcast, check out the official website of Wild Talk Radio Network located at wildtalkradio.com.